Ezekiel's Fire, The Great Solar Cataclysm Straight Out of Prophecy by John Little. Copyright 2022. Narrated by the author. The problem was science. Now that I've dragged you through all that science, you are probably thinking that what I've showed you is great evidence. And you would not be alone in thinking that. Our society spends far more time worshiping science than praising the one who created all things. In fact, we Christians often look to science to prove that the Bible is true rather than the other way around. And I'm a little guilty of this as well. So, let me make something really, really clear. Science is not good evidence. However, God can use a little science to nudge us into seeing something that we should have understood a long time ago. And I must confess to more than a little embarrassment over how many decades it has taken for me to understand what was happening in Revelation 6, Isaiah 30, and even Zechariah 12. And it took a tiny bit of science to break the mental logjam that was keeping me from realizing that those chapters were all talking about the same moment in time. And yeah, that's embarrassing. Seriously, if you need science to help you understand the Bible, you have a problem. And I did. Maybe I still do, but I am happy to confess to being a flawed Christian. I haven't met one who isn't. But wait, why is science a problem? Well, science itself isn't a problem. Science is just a process, a way of confirming that what you think is true really is. The problem occurs when flawed scientists twist the process to claim that certain things are true when they aren't. But even if we didn't have flawed scientists, we still wouldn't be able to trust science for very much of what we see in the Bible. Why? Because science can only prove what can be repeatedly tested. The process that science is supposed to follow is observation, hypothesis, testing, observation, hypothesis, testing, repeat until grant money runs out. Without the ability to directly test what you think that you are seeing, you cannot apply science to what you see. A statistical analysis of what we are observing can come close to science, but it isn't science. And we've proven to have lost sight of that by claiming evolution to be fact, believing that humans caused global warming, and thinking that mRNA gene therapy is superior to natural immunity. In short, we've created a priesthood of flawed scientists and paid them to do flawed science. And I am truly disgusted with what we've done. Once upon a time, a good scientist knew who God is and glorified Him as the creator of the universe. Now, it's hard to find very many Christians doing good science. Worse, we've allowed flawed science to corrupt our view of the Bible. The idea that we would have old earth creationism is horrifying, since it allows flawed science to tell us what the Bible actually says. Yes, there are stars that are billions of light years away. Yes, certain radiometric dating methods appear to show that this or that is millions of years old, and I certainly agree that there are some bizarre fossils out there that don't make a lot of sense. But old Earth creationists don't stop and ask themselves if there aren't some very, very flawed assumptions being made. Stars billions of light years away? Sure. God not only made them that way, but created their light to be hitting Earth at the same time. Carbon dating claims that something is millions of years old? Yeah, right. The number of assumptions that they have to make about radiometric dating is so huge that I have to wonder at their willingness to keep using it. Bizarre fossils? You should see my cat. Talk about bizarre. And don't get me started on the theory of evolution. What a comical and ludicrous theory based upon so many flawed assumptions that we'd be here all day just talking about that. But scientists accept that stupid idea because otherwise you'd have to believe in God, and they just don't want that. Is it any wonder that the atheists are turning to a belief that we are living inside a big computer and participating in a simulation? The more that science proves the existence of God, the more that scientists will want to believe that something else is responsible. The whole panspermia theory is a reaction to our inability to find any process that could lead to evolution. As atheism crumbles, scientists will claim aliens or the great computer. The last thing that they want to believe is that God is real and exactly who he says he is. Are you starting to see how irrational, insane, and unreasonable our science often is? Well, that's scientists. They're also grumpy, argumentative, petty, and stubborn, especially in groups of more than three. It's one of the reasons why Max Planck is reported to have said that science advances one funeral at a time. That's a paraphrase. What he actually said was, quote, "A new scientific truth does not triumph by convincing its opponents and making them see the light, but rather because its opponents eventually die, and a new generation grows up that is familiar with it." Close quote. Max Planck, Scientific Autobiography and Other Papers. One of the many reasons why I have focused so hard on Dr. Kazunari Shibata is that he is the perfect example of how bad our science is. Not Dr. Shibata himself, but those who have refused to listen to anything that he has said. We could fill many books with accounts of good science being rejected by bad scientists who were in positions of power. Seriously. Spend some time researching the history of science. It's not pretty. In fact, it's downright stupid. But there is one thing that we can say about good science. It has its foundations in Christianity. The reason why science and a belief in an objective reality took hold in Europe and North America was due to the knowledge that God created the universe. And if God was the creator, then the universe must be orderly. It meant that there were laws. All other religions believed in a disordered universe that was not dependable in any way. You've heard the term magical thinking? Yeah, that's what pagans did and still do. The problem is that the further our society moves away from God and his principles, the more our society embraces magical thinking and chaos. If you want to stop the madness sweeping our world, our culture must turn back to God and repent of our self-indulgent sinfulness. As of this writing, I've lived and worked in Asia for 26 years. Next year will be 27. And I have seen every kind of insanity under the sun and some that don't come out until night arrives. And it has become completely and absolutely clear to me that sanity is rare among humans. Worse, is becoming rare among Christians. This corruption of Christianity has me more concerned about our future than anything else you'll read in this book. In fact, this book is actually an attempt to push back against one part of the madness that grips the church. If you can accept that the common narrative about the last days is flawed, then maybe there is a chance for you to see the other narratives that afflict us are flawed too. Maybe you too will write a book. To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, I fear what's coming because I know that God is just and that there is a limit to how long his judgment will wait. Unfortunately, too few of our brothers and sisters are listening. We have forgotten that sin has consequences and that judgment comes first to the house of God. Ezekiel's Fire, The Great Solar Cataclysm Straight Out of Prophecy, by John Little. Copyright 2022, narrated by the author.